Hi, Johnny. No, seriously. Today's shiur is about the tefillahs of Yom Kippur and the inuim on Yom Kippur. You have five tefillahs on Yom Kippur and you have five inuim. You have five afflictions of your body that you do on Yom Kippur. The five afflictions are ni'ilat sandal, you don't put on shoes. Tashmish Amita, you're not with your wife. Achila, Shtia, eating, drinking. Sicha, sorry, Achila and Shtia is one. Sicha is anointing. And Rechitza is washing.
What's anointing?
Anointing is like putting cream or oil on you. Yom Kippur, we don't eat and we don't have all these inuim. Because we are the matzav, we are like melachim, like angels. And therefore, we can say Kriyat Shema out loud. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, we can say it out loud. I.e., Malchut Tata'a, the lower Malchus, is where we are. Where at the level, like the angels, we're saying Kadosh, 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 we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are removed from our physical desires. There's no Mekatrigim on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time of Slicha and Kapara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely is Mitaher us. When there was Man Beit HaMikdash, Seir HaMishtalech, Yom Kippur, would atone us, would clean us from all our sins, even Kares. Now that we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippur, Atzmo Shel Yom Kippur, even without tshuva, would be mekaper us on the lavim. Today, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. Yom Kippur is only mekaper with tshuva and only on the lavim. Lav Sheesh Bo Kares, Nid Isurim. Chilul Hashem, you need Misa Mekaperet, with Tshuva. So Yom Kippur is not Mekaper on everything. However, Beinanu Chaver, Yom Kippur is never Mekaper. Ad Shifayis Et Chavero. I'm talking about Beinanu Lemakom. Beinanu Chavero, Yom Kippur is not Mekaper, unless he's Mefayis Chavero, he comes to reconciliation with his friend, then Yom Kippur is Mekaper on that as well. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichim Yisrael, happy are you the Jewish people. Lifnei mi atem mitarim, in front of who are you becoming pure? Umi mitaretchem, and who is purifying you? Avichem shebeshamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heavens, Shineema, Zarakti aleichem mayim teharim, I threw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I threw on you pure waters, utihartem, and you became pure. Va'omer, and it says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Who's the mikveh of Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's our mikveh. Ma mikveh, just as a mikveh, metaret ha-tameim, is metaret those who are impure, purifies those who are impure, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaret Yisrael. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaret Yisrael. The way the Tara works on Yom Kippur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitaras. How do you mitar yourself in a mikveh? You go into it. If one finger is outside of the mikveh, you're not tahor. Your whole body, one little pinky, is out of the mikveh, mikveh is not mitar you. The Tara on Yom Kippur is to go completely into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? To be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. The dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tara. And that's the tefillah of Yom Kippur. The tefillah of Yom Kippur has a form as follows. It's tefillah, vidui, slichas. Tefillah, vidui, slichas. You have five tefillahs in that form. Each tefillah brings you to a certain level of closeness, and according to that closeness is the tar on that level. So the mikveh is the tefillah. The vidui is the removal of the chet. Because if you go into a mikveh and you're holding on to something which is tameh, you're not going to become tahor. If you go into a mikveh and you're holding on to a sheretz, onto something, a dead rat or something, an animal, and you go into the mikveh is not going to retire you because you're holding on to the tumah with you. So the same thing, if you're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're still holding on to your averas, the mikveh is not going to matter you. So the process is tefillah, which is mikveh, removing the sheretz, removing the tumah is the vidui. That's why we have the whole complete vidui after our tefillahs, right? From the whole aleph base. I mean, it counts in the vidui every possible sin. And then you have slichot. You have tachanunim. Asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, i.e. pius. Regaining that connection. That's the Tara. So each tefillah has that same format. Each tefillah. And I'll explain how that works. In the tefillah, all the tefillahs are the same. They're just different levels. If you start with Ma'ariv on a certain level, you start with, and then you go on, each tefillah takes you to a higher level until you get to Ne'ilah. I'm going to explain it simply, then I'm going to explain it in detail. Till you get to Ne'ilah, in Ne'ilah it's called Ne'ilat Hasharim, the closing of the doors. Basically, in Ne'ilah we keep the Aron open. Now is the time that we are going to reach the heights of mankind. What you reach in Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, you can only reach there on Yom Kippur. It's brought down, the Rashash says, that the aliyahs, the heights that you go in your tefillahs on Yom Kippur, in Ne'ilah, it's what's called, there's like five nekudas, five like places, spiritual places that a person can be. The whole year round, when what's called the fourth place. The fourth place is man's normal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The fifth place is brought down in Sfarim. It represents Yemot HaMashiach. Represents bringing on Mashiach. That's why at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow a shofar. And like the concept with Yovel, the blowing of the shofar is man becomes free from his slavery. His inheritance comes back to him. The world goes back to its original form. On Yom Kippur, when we get to Ne'ilah, we get to the place where, in a certain sense, we're fixing the concept of Mashiach. We're bringing closer the concept of Mashiach. We're bringing man as far as we are fixed to his fixed form, and therefore, the closer we come to that fixed form, the closer we come to bringing on Mashiach. Now, I'm not a Chabadnik, don't worry. But the concept of Yom Kippur is that man comes to his heights. The heights of Yom Kippur and Ne'ilah, that's Ne'ilah is the place, that's why we change in our davening. We don't say Kotveinu L'chaim, we say Chotmeinu L'chaim. At the time of Chazara of Ne'ilah, and maybe a little bit afterwards, there we have the Khatima. The Khatima is then made. And the Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the Khatima at that stage is that when we're at the height of spirituality and the height of what we can be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us at that place. So he's not judging us when we're the lower persona of man. He's judging us when we're at the height of man's persona. You understand what I'm saying? That's a tremendous chesed. So the avoda on Yom Kippur is the five inuim, the five afflictions, to separate ourselves from the physical and to be spiritual, and then to be uplifted with our tefillahs in the spiritual realm, to come to a level of ni'ilah that man comes to the height that man can reach. How do those tefillah specifically work? So the format is as follows. Where we are working on Yom Kippur, the avodah on Yom Kippur, is Yom Kippur was Matan Torah. That's the Matan Torah that is what we received. It's Luchot Shniot. It's the second tablets. The first tablets is Shavuos. Shavuos was taken away from us. Yom Kippur, we still have. The whole tachlis, and I tell you that always, the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of tshuva is Torah. Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. That's why the heights of tshuva comes on Matan Torah. When is the time for Matan Torah? On Yom Kippur? Ne'ila. That's the time we get the ha'ara, the concept of Torah. That's when we mekabel Torah. So the same time for Kabbalah Torah is when man is lifted up to the heights that man can reach. And at that stage, he gets judged. You're judged when you come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what judgment means. When you're in a relationship with someone who's distant from you, they do whatever they want, you do whatever you want. When you're in a close relationship with someone, you have responsibilities, you have achrayas. You know, tomorrow's Yom Kippur, I have to do shopping, I have to bring food home. You have to bring a parnasa home to your wife and kids. You have to look after them. You understand? Whenever you're in a relationship, there's achrayas. You're expected. When we get to the heights of a relationship in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he shows us who we really are, and we see that on Ne'ilah, then comes, hey, this is what you're supposed to do with yourself. How much of that did you do? Now, if at that moment you're showing that's all you want to do, is that you want to do His will, that's all you're interested in, you're completely subjecting yourself to His will, then it doesn't really matter that, you know, there were moments in your life, in the previous life, or the previous year, or whatever it was, that you didn't. Because your inner rotzen to do His will, and He sees that. So now, since He sees that that's your inner rotzen, that's your inner will, He's going to help you to be expressive of that in the future year, or the future lifetime. You with me? That's how it works. But if when it's a period of time that you're coming close to Him, and you don't make the effort of coming close, you don't make the effort of being mitaya yourself, then you're going to be judged. And the judgment is a strict judgment. Just as if you come home and your wife gives you a shopping list and you don't buy anything or all the important things on the shopping list, she's going to say, why didn't you buy that? And why didn't you buy that? And why didn't you get that? How am I going to cook tomorrow? How am I going to prepare for Shabbos? No fruit, no vegetables, no meat, no nothing. What am I going to do? There's going to be a complaint. There's going to be a judgment. So with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you don't show... Now if you come home and you didn't bring the stuff, and you tell them, it wasn't in the store, but I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to go tomorrow morning, and I see, there won't be a judgment. Because you're showing you have a willingness, even if you didn't produce the goods. You understand what I'm saying? That's the relationship. We have a strong relationship. That relationship is brought to its pinnacle on Yom Kippur. Now, how does that work? What are the main parts of the tefillah? So, Kriyat Shema is obviously a very important part. The whole tefillah is very important. All the tefillah on Yom Kippur, what you daven in this one day, it's going to affect you for the whole year. So don't lax. Don't just sit around.
push yourself.
Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah's Malchut Shemaim. We say it aloud because we are on a higher level of Malchut Shemaim. So say it with intent, especially the first pasuk or the second pasuk. Say that with a lot of kavana. That brings onto you a tremendous shefa, a tremendous influence that's going to be used in your whole of Yishmona Esrei. The rest of the prayers is bringing that shefa to you till you get to the Shmona Esrei. When you get to the Shmona Esrei, you then say, Hashem Sifatai Tiftach, and you bow. The bowing is bringing on bracha to you, like we said beforehand. It's the same concept. The bracha that I said beforehand. Then you go, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Those are very important words. You're saying that you have the midas within you. You're the children of the Avos, and you have the midas of the Avos. And by, so to speak, relating yourself to those spiritual genes, yeah? Those spiritual genes you got to the Avos, you get that shefa, that influence from the Avos, kivyachol, what's represented by the Avos. Then you have Gomel Chasadim Tovim, so he gives us tremendous chasadim. That's another period that you get a tremendous hashpa. And then there's Kone HaKol. All these words, when you're saying them, Kone HaKol, you have to understand what it means. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kone everything. That means when you think about those words, you should be in that mindset. Shmona Esrei, the words are placing your mindset. All of the tefillah. Tefillah is not to say it. Tefillah is the words represent your mindset. Be in the mindset. When you're saying the brachas, you actually, if you notice the brachas of Kriyat Shema, you're actually saying a lot of the stuff that the Malachim say. Kadosh, 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 all these things. You're in the mindset of the Malachim. You're in a different world. You're in a different spiritual world. Now, the next bit is Zochreinu. What are we doing with Zochreinu? Zochreinu L'chaim, remember us for life. Implies, what does that imply? Chas v'shalom, something else could also be. Zochreinu is the time of judgment. So we should be saying Zochreinu with a lot of intention. It's called Mesiras Hadinim, the passing over of the judgment. The same as Rosh Hashanah, but it's different. Here it's the whole thing. Each tefillah is the whole judgment for that tefillah, for that level that you're on. And then you say Melech Ozer Moshe Magein. It's a fixing of that, the din there. It's a sweetening of that din. And then, through the brachas afterwards, right, Magen Avraham, etc., through the brachas afterwards, you're bringing in all the brachas of the first Shemona Esrei, you're bringing in all the other hashpa, the influence, and then you're saying the regular, the no bakashas, just your putting yourself in the place of Kabbalah's Malchus, receiving the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying the tefillah is like in general. And then in Modim and onwards, you're bringing on yourself the Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah means
recognition.
No,
acceptance.
No. Hoda'ah means it's a concept of das. Das means that you bring down into the world, right, all that which you've received. I hoda'ah means to take that which is above and bring it down. When I'm moda to you, I'm accepting what you're giving to me. I'm accepting that I'm obligated to you. In Beis Din, you go and someone says, you owe me 100 shekels. So he says, I'm moda, I agree. That means I'm accepting the obligation that I have, that you have on me, your claim that I owe you 100 shekels. When I'm moda to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm accepting my obligation. In other words, I'm bringing down that shefa and saying, I'm going to bring this influence into the world. That's what hoda'ah is. Now, sim shalom is shalom, is peace. peace means, what does peace mean? Sim, shalom, right? The word. Peace means completion. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now giving all that you did in your Shemona Esrei, now comes to completion and comes to its, what's called in the Lashon of the Sfarim, it's called Zivug. Now the Shefa comes at Sim Shalom. Zivug means that you're completely connecting with your Creator. And that Shefa, after you did the Hoda'ah, after you had a recognition of what your achrayas, what your responsibility is, then you're bringing that responsibility into fruition and you're accepting the responsibility, so to speak, that He gives you to bring into the world. And that's the Shefa that comes in on Sim Shalom. The level a person can reach in Yom Kippur, he can't reach in any other day. It's not only a level in terms of what's going to happen to him in the year, it's what's going to bring on to the whole Jewish people for the future and to him. How much he's going to bring the Jewish people to and the world to its fixing. He's causing that on Yom Kippur. Of course it defends what happened the previous year and what he did the previous year, but he's causing that on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day that you the place you work, you don't work the whole year round. Your tefillahs work in a certain place that you don't touch those places the whole year round. You're on a different level. Different level. So when you know that, you're being put into the king's otza. You're being put into the king's palace. You put lifnai v'lifnim. That's why the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim. You're in the inner otza. You're in the inner treasury. There's diamonds there. And you're asking for pebbles. And you're asking for ice cream. And you're asking for good food. And there's diamonds there. Ask for Torah. Ask for Ruchnius. The doors are open. Just take. Parnasa? If you have Ruchnius, you have Parnasa. Because you need the Parnasa in order for you to do the Ruchnius. You can ask for a wife for second years. Not first years. That's Ruchnius. Ask for Kesha. Ask for connection. Ask to show you a deeper understanding of your learning. A deeper understanding of how to come close to Him. Ask for real things. You get it. Yom Kippur, you get it. It's open. It's complete rachamim. Complete rachamim. He just wants you to get. He wants to give to you. But you just have to be a vessel to receive. If you come in with like a thin plastic bag and you're going to put these heavy diamonds in it and you start filling it up, it's going to make a hole. It's all going to fall out. You need to do the kapara. You need to do the tshuva to be a bag that can hold those diamonds. He's giving. He's giving. You don't do the tshuva. You don't do the tefillah. You don't do the inuim. You're not having a... You're walking in with a plastic bag. You do the tefillah. You have the kavana. You mitaya yourself in the tefillah. You do the vidui properly. Don't just say, al-chet, 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 with like a little song, and you know, like you forget it. And it's as if your heart had a little drum over there. No. You feel it. You think it. You say it. You have harata. Before Yom Kippur, you think about the aveiras and the difficult things you did in this last year. The main one. Don't go through a whole stream. Like, I made a bracha like this. Yeah, it's covered in the vidu. But the ones that you know that are hard for you. Say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is hard for me. I don't want to do it anymore. Help me not to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is hard for me. Take one, take two, take three things that are hard for you and ask Him to help you. He'll give it to you. He'll open you. Just ask. And then you go into the tefillah. You're a malach. You wear white. you're a malach. Then you do kol nidra. You know what kol nidra is for? Because the only thing that's ma'akev your tshuva is a shvua. Because a shvua, it says lo yinake. You can't get nik. You can't be clean for a shvua is an oath. Oaths. So that's why you have kol nidra beforehand that cleans us for the oaths. Now there's another thing I'm going to tell you. It's a good idea to go up to the Sefer Torah. I don't know what they do here, but in Sephardi shuls, you see everyone who caught carrying the Sefer Torah is a big thing. The Arizal brings it; it's a big thing. It's tikkun of the Avon Hakeri of issue.
Yeah, of what?
And it's a fixing of nightly emissions.
But touching the Torah,
there's an inyan. If you're not the one taking it out, go and hold it. Go and hold it and kiss it. It's an inyan.
What?
To go and hold and kiss the Sefer Torah, kol nidra.
So you can be feeling
Yom Kippur is the day you should be the most joyful. It's a happy day. It's a day you're removing all your butts, all your mud, all the dirt on you. You're going to be clean. You're going to be clean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cleaning you. You're going to be the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's key himself. Mikvah Hashem. Hashem is your mikvah. He's going to clean you. You're going to be the closest you ever were to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be happy. You should be thanking. You should be in such tremendous joy. But it should be a joy with the concept of vidui. It should be a concept of vidui. A concept of regret. How much you distance yourself. That you're sorry. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we knew what Yom Kippur was, we want to do it again. When the Yom Kippur service finishes, your mindset should be, I want to do another one. I don't want the day to end. That's what your mindset should be. It shouldn't be, oh, Baruch Hashem, we finished it. We're at the fire. Let's go eat something. No. That's not your mindset. Your mindset is on another day like that. It's a tremendous day. You understand? It should be a joyful day. Yeah. The davening, just stick to the words. Stick to the words and think the words. And let the words be your mindset. Just think the words more. And the words will make more meaning. Read it in English if you need to be. Read part English, part Hebrew. Part English, part Hebrew. If it's too slow, like, you know, Baruch Shaman, stuff like that, it's too slow. So read the Hebrew, but know the gist of what you're saying. You understand what I'm saying? Or read the English, whatever's easier for you. But Shmoneh Esrei, be with a full mindset. Musaf is the time when we read the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. And effectively, kiviyachol, the shliach tzibur is like the Kohen Gadol, who's going lifnai b'lifnim, and we're effectively, so to speak, doing the avoda of the Kohen Gadol at Musaf. So Musaf's a big tefillah. And you should be in listening and going through the Musaf prayers and, like, you know, like understanding, because it's talking about the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. It's talking about that he went, he toivled, he bought the pie, he bought his seir, the two seirim, the seir la'azazel. He's going through the whole avoda of Yom Kippur. You might want to just quickly look through the Musaf prayer to see the seder of the avoda, and you might want to quickly look at Parshas Acharei Mos just to read the Chumash to understand what the avoda was on Yom Kippur. So when you see the Musaf prayers, you understand roughly what's happening there. We read about Nadav Avihu as well, right? And we read about the Arayas, Mincha. So the reason we read about the Arayas, or Mincha, is the person should separate himself from the Arayas. Arayas Shibaliado, you should separate. No, we really have Arayas, right? So what's really the concept? The concept is that a person, Arayas really means improper relationships, improper connections. So a person should, like, keep to mind improper connections that he has. Improper aspects of his expression. And that's why this concept of Balkeri is so important on Yom Kippur. Balkeri is the only thing you can't do tshuva on. Why? Because it's an improper connection. The only way that you could do tshuva for a Balkeri, someone who has an emission, is Torah. It means realigning and expressing himself in a proper way. If a person's improperly expressing, that's the definition of a sin. The only way he can, so to speak, do tshuva for such a thing is to properly connect. If he stays in the improper way of connection, and that's also the concept of arayas, he's staying in the derech, in the way of sin. So it says that a person has to separate himself from those improper connections. It means he has to have a mindset change. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Shabbos is the concept of tshuva, because Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Olam haba means when man goes back to his real form. He goes back, kivyachol, to Adam Rishon, began Eden. That's basically what tshuva is. So when Yom Kippur is a day of mechilas chet, and it falls on Shabbos, Shabbos, the whole concept of Shabbos is tshuva. Shabbos is mimele tshuva. So therefore, it's an even higher level of tshuva. So when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, you can reach a higher level of tshuva. Because Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, can bring you to a higher level on Yom Kippur itself. So we're very lucky this year that it falls on Shabbos.